Good day. I am Urban Sirota, the DA Shadow MEC for Human Settlements in Gauteng. 14 out of 45 housing projects in Gauteng, which is approximately 1 in 3, have been illegally occupied in the last 5 years. This situation highlights a significant failure to protect housing projects and ensure that they are completed and allocated to millions of residents in dire need of dignified homes. The Gauteng Department of Human Settlements MEC Tasman Mtara disclosed the alarming extent of the problem in a written reply to the Democratic Alliance questions in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. The reply confirms that 14 of these projects have been illegally occupied. These projects include Eagle Nest, Western Mega Project, Danville, Beverly Hills, 118 Bosch Extension 36, amongst others. When asked what the department is doing to remove illegal occupants and protect housing developments, MEC Mtara said that Gauteng Department of Human Settlements has established a panel of security companies to prevent land invasions through surveillance and monitoring, as well as to assist with the execution of eviction orders. Furthermore, the MEC stated that each eviction order costs an average of $1.5 million, a budget constraint that will impact the ability to swiftly remove illegal occupants. The DA will not allow illegal occupation to be used as an excuse for further delays in housing delivery. We will table further questions to establish the reasons why these 14 housing projects were allowed to be invaded and what measures were in place to prevent the invasions. We will also seek information on the number of beneficiaries affected by the invasions and the estimated value of each housing project. The Gauteng Department of Human Settlements has allowed illegal occupations to become a costly and entrenched part of Gauteng's housing program. These illegal occupations expose the incompetence of the Gauteng government. As long as government fails to plan and implement preventative measures, Gauteng will be incapable of protecting public housing projects and taxpayers' money. Rather than being proactive in protecting housing developments from the outset, the department is now spending millions of rands responding to illegal occupations after already being incurred. The department cannot hide behind budget constraints while millions of rands in public investments are effectively surrendered to unlawful occupants while housing delivery to legitimate beneficiaries is senselessly delayed. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government would proactively prevent the invasion of housing projects rather than spending millions on recovery. We would enhance security and monitoring, establish early warning mechanisms, and work with municipalities and law enforcement to prevent our local occupations. In the event of illegal occupation, we will take swift legal action to protect investments and ensure allocation of homes to verified beneficiaries without years of delay. Thank you.